Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I tell you, it's been a rip-roaring broadcast so far. We're going to have wide-open phones in this third hour. We're going to take a lot of your calls at 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. It is Tuesday. It feels like Monday. It is the 27th day of December, 2005. We're going to be taking your calls again for the rest of this hour, the next 59 minutes. The websites are InfoWars.com. PrisonPlanet.com and PrisonPlanet.tv, all updated for you daily, even updated over the weekend for you, thanks to the great work of my crew. And I will get into the economy. I will get into the expanding spy scandal. Nothing new to our listeners. Just the second phase of the whitewash, as they admit that it's spying basically on all of us. They're just setting the precedent. Yes, we spy on you. We're going to start using this in court now. All crime is terrorism. The troops are here to take your guns. Everything's okay. I want to get more into the move by our government to prepare the forces to take our guns. That is their real desire. They can really have fun with us then. And there is just so much more today I want to cover on the economic front. We will cover it all in the next 58 minutes. Let us now go ahead and go to... what is it? Steve in New York. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Alex. I have a question for you that I've actually been struggling with just to ask you. And I guess this is a question that all of us feel deep inside after what you spoke about New Orleans. And that is, what would have happened if the folks at New Orleans were being thrown down into the dirt and were and having their guns taken, what if they said no? And said no in a way that... by all means necessary, if you catch my drift.
Yeah, like Malcolm X said, well, look, I think it's their right when criminal troops, in violation of the Constitution, are trying to come into their homes and bar them from the right to protect themselves. They were a criminal gang. I mean, you know, if a cop's off duty out raping women, should women submit to him because he's a god cop? Well, no. And look, the courts later said that was illegal what they did, but they never even gave the guns back, and the military just ignored it. So
exactly.
Purely rogue and criminal. But I'll tell you this, a lot of houses refused and said, come on in, I got my guns. And then they backed off. No, they would kick down doors, yell, scream, cuss, tackle people who would submit to them. And then, okay, now you can stay.
So those people who said no got to keep their weapons.
Yeah, this was all a beta test, to test the military, to test the police. They had units of cops from all over the country in there with them to create the cadres and to find out who hates America and who will slit this country's throat. And for the just the scum of the earth, lowest bottom feeding, rat pieces of trash, un-American, George Washington hates you. You know, for those type of people, they're going to be moving up the chain of command.
Okay.
Because they are just the lowest life forms.
I couldn't agree with you more there. I know the NRA and perhaps a couple of other gun groups did file an injunction.
Yeah, they had to do a milquetoast deal because their members were revolting.
Okay.
At first, the NRA is like, what's wrong with gun confiscation? We're a government front group. But then their members just convulsed like a buck in Bronco, and they had to do something.
All well and good. Now, what can we do to make sure that this isn't going to happen again legally? I know the NRA said that they would do everything.
We have a rogue government, sir. It doesn't matter whether it's Bill Clinton or George Bush or Hillary Clinton or Arnold Schwarzenegger. They want your guns, and the gun groups are going to cover that up, most of the big gun groups. And it's just the whole program moves forward, and it just gets down to the point of where the police will find out. And look, they canceled it after 5 days in New Orleans. People were shooting back. There were a bunch of gun battles. They killed a bunch of people. They've covered it up. That's been confirmed. I've talked to emergency workers that were there. It's one of the biggest cover-ups out there. And they had to back off. It didn't work. It didn't work too good for them.
Some of the gun grabbers did get their just desserts then.
Well, there were some gun battles. We know people were refusing. We know it didn't work. We know some of the military wasn't complete scum and said no. And we know some of the cops weren't complete scum and said no.
The cops were victims of this, apparently. From what
yes,
said.
They were victims, yes.
Okay, thank
off-duty
you,
Alex. Cops had their houses raided, too, by the goon idiots. Anything else, sir?
No, sir. You covered it all. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Steve. I mean, look, people, we need to stop putting perfume on a pig. Everybody goes, well, Alex gets a little extreme. The news is extreme. What's happening is extreme. We'll be right back.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Government is not God. Government doesn't own us. More often than not, governments go bad, and it's called tyranny. They've got lots of propaganda and flowery platitudes and, you know, to explain to us why they're doing it. It's always for our own good. But it's always when they go bad because a ruling elite wants to squeeze their population, wants to feed on them because they're greedy and because they don't like anyone being independent or free. And they always have a well-oiled, well-taken-care-of lapdog enforcer group of corrupt police that will do whatever they're told, whenever they're told. And one of my friends here at the office who works here was just mentioning about the big graduating class a few years ago of cops. And how the president of it was this, Harvard graduate, 38 years old, entering and going, I just always wanted to be a cop. Folks, how many of you can say intel officer? It's admitted that Defense Intelligence and the CIA and other agencies have officers in every major department. Even in small departments, they have this deal where they run former FBI agents, former DEA agents, former CIA agents. Where aren't there sheriffs and police chiefs that aren't? And then all the smack and all the flake and all the goodies can flow through and everybody can be happy. I mean, it's just a mafia. And even the low-level cops, they have the shirts that say, join our gang, when they're out recruiting. It's just mindlessness. And I'm not saying the cop out giving tickets is bad, or the cop, most of you out helping old ladies change tires, or when people's houses get robbed, most of you are just there to be called, to follow orders, to drag somebody off when you're told. And now you're being trained to be with the military. Now you're being trained to confiscate guns. Now you're being trained to follow policy, not the Constitution. None of you have read the Constitution. If it's so important, why do you swear an oath to it? And now they're just saying, oh, we're giving the local military base to the police department in San Antonio, but we're going to merge it in with the National Guard and the local Air Force and the MPs, and there's going to be a CIA liaison officer there in the building, and we're going to have all the big threat charts and a federal hotline and hooked into Homeland Security. How's that sound? Oh, that sounds real good. And now we're going to go out and we're going to recruit hundreds of locals to spy on people, to fight terrorists. We're all for that. Yeah. Okay, all crime is terror. I mean, I had one of them on last week. Yes, all crime is terror. Yes, we're going to fight crime. And we have, imagine, going to school, getting recruited by the CIA. We're going to put you in deep cover in a police department. We're going to fast-track you into a police chief position. How does that sound? Hey, you like that mistress I gave you the phone number for? It's a good life, isn't it? Yeah, defending freedom. Well, we deserve a little fringe benefits. You know, we work longer hours. I'm sick of all you people. And again, all of this is, look, they've got all their corruption, they've got their power, the big boys own and run almost everything. Why are they so hell-bent on putting even more in and building more prisons and setting up the kill switches in all the cars, you know, the new cars coming out and the transponders and all of it? Why are they doing this? Because they got horrible stuff planned for us. Because they know you're going to scream bloody murder when they jab you. When they put you in the squeeze chute. They know, folks. They openly say they're going to take your pension funds. They're going to take your 401ks. They're going to take your stock market. They're going to take everything you've got. And they know as you flinch and scream and beg, they've got to have their enforcers in line to keep you in line as they do it. As they suck this country dry. That's the open plan. And I'm sorry. I didn't make it that way. I don't control it. People, you know, Alex, why is it so negative? Why is it so tough? You know, why is it? Because it's what they say they're going to do. They say it. They call you stupid. They call you cattle. They call you slaves. They have actual white papers at the CFR and Trilateral Commission that are public. They publish them, calling you stupid slaves, calling us barbarians. And let me tell you, these cops for $40,000 a year, they'll break up families. They'll put you in FEMA camps. Because it's not just the money. A lot of them are going to like strutting around and being, you know, Praetorian guards, being gods, godmen, you know, upper class rulers. And we're just going to be a bunch of scum, folks. And most Americans won't even know it. You know, they'll just have their baubles and their, you know, their little toys they got to have to feel like they're official and powerful. And we'll just be a big giant third world cesspool. And it just tears my guts out. To see this happening and to realize it. So I'm going to play the clip one more time. And what I'm going to do this time is every time I say stop it, pause it, and I want to comment on each section of these lies, and then we're going back to your calls and into the news. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. We cannot allow ourselves to become conditioned to the point of where, oh, another official ordered all of his people that work at the Justice Department to take implantable chips. Oh, another national talk show host said we should all be forced to take them. I mean, this is a daily occurrence now. Oh, there's another FEMA camp they're building. Okay, they admit there's camps for us. You know, here it is in the Oregonian. Here it is in the AP. Oh, if you criticize the government, they're going to put you in a camp. Oh, I mean, these are real news articles. Go read them. I mean, this is out of control. Just hidden in plain view. Oh, the Pentagon's watching you. But here, we'll tell you about a little bit of it first to condition you, and then dribble out a little bit each day for the next 5 years so that you get to where you just turn off when you hear it. I mean, you know, I get newscasts where they're confiscating the guns, families down in the dirt, in areas high and dry, just the troops there to take your guns. And then I know those very troops have been training for years to do it here in America. They don't just tell them it's for Iraq. They say it's for here. And then I see the news. Listen to the first thing. They say, without using force, kicking down doors, slamming people down, yelling at them, intimidating them to give up their guns. And then letting them stay there after they've been disarmed so if there are any looters, they can be raped and killed. Now imagine this. Imagine this. 10 miles away from the flooding, out in the outskirts of Louisiana, of New Orleans, in Louisiana, and they're stomping her. And just listen to all the psychology. Listen to all the points in this piece. Just, this is force. This is the ultimate force of confiscating guns, of physically, and then the giggling laugh of, they're intimidated and upset because ours are bigger than theirs. They're intimidated and upset because you are the most disgusting abomination to America. I could imagine some military-garbed mercenary goon. That's all you are. You joined for money. Sitting there cramming a machine gun and threatening someone to give up their guns. When someday it's going to be your mama, your daddy, it's going to be you. When I guarantee you these troops had grandfathers and great-great-grandfathers that fought for this country who would have heart attacks on the spot. To see this, I mean, this is the most, I'm doing these boys a favor calling them scum. People out there going, well, that's just the truth. Well, I don't like it, but we got to do it. I mean, I've heard you people. Well, I guess we just got to turn them in. I just support troops no matter. Would you support them if they were sticking your hand in the blender? Would you support, I mean, you know, this is tyranny, boys and girls. Go ahead and roll it.
That includes New Orleans, where today authorities stepped up their efforts to empty the city. Bob Woodruff is there again tonight with an extraordinary human drama unfolding. Bob?
That's true, Elizabeth, and good evening from New Orleans. Here, the police and the National Guard find themselves in a very difficult position tonight to try to carry out an order to force people from the city without actually using force.
All right, boss. So, number one, again, not using force, and oh, they're in a difficult position, the poor little things. And by the way, we got reports it continued. The gun confiscation continued after the federal court order. It's criminal. I mean, since when does Rumsfeld follow any court order? Stop torturing. No, I'm not going to stop torturing. Stop doing this. No, I'm not going to stop doing this. And remember, they wouldn't bring aid to people. They would just come confiscate your guns. That's what you can count on. That's the help you can count on. Go ahead and roll it.
Today in New Orleans, they got a lot tougher on the holdouts.
Police department, come home!
Not only the flooded areas, but New Orleans' driest and wealthiest neighborhoods, too.
Police department!
The police and National Guard going street by street, house to house.
Stop right there. And again, every military study I've read, every law enforcement study I've read, and I've read a lot of it, everybody knows guns in the law-abiding hands keep you safe. Criminals are just going to stash them and sneak around at night. They knew in the million-dollar houses area that it wasn't. It was about with that film crew, they were ordered by PSYOPs to show that. If there was danger to the police and the other god creatures, the military, from the third-class scum citizens, it was them going around taking guns. Let me just give the police a buzz flash here. You start going around trying to do that over the rest of the country, and by the way, they did run into resistance. If 1 out of 100 resists you, your force will be decimated overnight, you idiots. Just keep rolling, and it makes me sick.
We need to make sure, too, that whenever we knock on doors, people refuse to leave. We need to make note, call it in.
They say there are no orders to use force, just strong persuasion.
Yeah, if they don't turn them in, call in a team, and they call in the military SWAT team. Oh, there's no force. Do you hear that? They keep saying there's no force. There's no force. We're going to SWAT team you and swarm you with guns and scream and cuss at you and stomp on you and put handcuffs on you in the fire ant dirt in front of your house at your million-dollar home. See, nobody's safe, folks. But this isn't force. This is not an assault. We are not attacking you. It's like Waco. This is not an assault. This is not an assault. Keep rolling it.
Entering open houses with guns drawn and instructions to disarm anyone inside.
You said guns will be taken.
No one will be able to be armed. We will take all weapons.
That happened today in this wealthy neighborhood where homeowners had armed themselves to protect their mansions. Residents were handcuffed on the ground. In the end, police took their weapons but let them stay in their homes.
They were a little bit threatened because our weapons were bigger than their weapons.
All right, hit pause. We'll be back. They were a little bit threatened because they were looking at a Nazi bag of maggot pus. an un-American abomination. Seize them, try them, and execute them.
Do you desire to increase your energy levels and relieve your pain and stress without chemicals, drugs, or expensive supplements? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieves pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. For those unique, one-of-a-kind holiday items, click on trivortex.com to give those special gifts that will improve health and well-being, as well as amaze and astound. This is Brian David Anderson, researcher and inventor of the Trivortex technology products, wishing you and yours a joyous holiday season.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to FilterMag.com. That's FilterMag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Do you know what kicked things off in 1775 in Lexington and Concord? They came to take the guns. Do you know what started the Revolutionary War in Texas? They came to take the guns in Gonzales. I mean, these is fighting words. We've always said it. Coming and taking our guns with the military is it. And when they do it, they are absolute enemies worse than invading Nazis. And they're trying to condition you, trying to give you time to make excuses for yourselves, trying to do all this baloney. And we need to, anybody that goes around confiscating law-abiding citizens' guns needs to be tried for treason. And we know what the penalty for that is. Now, there's always good old boys that call the show or call up to the office going, Alex needs to do it himself. He need, enough of him talking. We want Alex to go get violent. I'm not a violent person, offensively. I will defend myself. And you know, somebody else says, well, you need to just lead a march down to the Capitol and protest this. And maybe that's a good idea. Maybe we should all have marches everywhere and try getting the Second Amendment groups out. The NRA will tell them not to come out for it. We've beaten bills before. The NRA is like lobbying neutrally for. That is, they claim they're neutral but covertly trying to get it passed. I mean, we need to have marches to every capital, bemoaning the military surveilling us, bemoaning the attack on the Second Amendment. But see, the liberals won't come out for a Second Amendment rally. Oh, no, they'll just come out to bemoan the military, spying on them. We need to have rallies. We need to, march and educate. But, you know, marching is the old media way of doing things, which I don't think it's bad to do occasionally. We all need to start our own websites, letters to the editor, file lawsuits, take over the NRA from the inside, you know, take over the local chapters, start your own groups, whatever. And also just let the feds know. Start warning everybody. Hey, like Paul Revere. Hey, they're coming. They want our guns. Hey, they're, you know, our military's been seized by these foreign internationalists. That's what happened. Private corporations bought off our politicians, took over the government. They're passing laws to enslave us. I mean, it isn't hard to figure out, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, I challenge the cops right now driving around all sullen. I'll take you guns, boy. You're going to see. You know, some of you aren't thinking like that, but some are. I mean, just admit you're a criminal. I mean, go read the Declaration of Independence. Go look at the facts. I've been to the urban warfare drills. I videotaped the Army and the Marines before 9/11 training to take our guns here in America. Do you understand? All of this is a training simulation op. And I just can't handle it. I cannot handle it. I cannot abide it. I will not put up with it. It makes me angry. No amount of conditioning will ever get me to accept it. You know, it's not just handing in my new guns. Can you imagine handing in your dead grandpa's rifles? Can you imagine when they come, these goons with tattoos all over them? Just these big, muscular punks just there to kill this country, watching them hammer nails into America. Just, they're so stupid and scum-filled. Just gang member thugs. Oh, you are the most... Oh, everyone should just scorn them and hate them and just... Oh, oh. I mean, I want to hear military units to cry the gun confiscation. I want to hear the Foreign Legion or the American Legion. I want to hear all the groups. I want to hear the veterans groups to cry it. I want to hear generals come out and cry gun confiscation. Oh, no, they'd lose their job. Or it's all scum. It is scum. They followed unlawful orders as a giant group of a gaggle of snakes attacking us. They are red coat trash. I mean, what else do I have to sit here and say? I mean, it's really that simple. And I'm just letting this hit me. I'm letting it hit me how real it is. Instead of just sitting here taking and, well, they're confiscating your guns. And you call up here telling me, well, why haven't I done more? I've done everything I can. I love these guys that shoot their mouths off about, let's get violent. And then I hear the same people for 5 years saying, let's get violent. The globalists want things to get violent. The globalists want us to all go run off half-cocked so they can have an excuse to militarize this whole thing. The globalists want things to get that way. But I don't know what you do when a bunch of people with IQs, around room temperature, come to your house and start slamming your family around to take your guns. All right, we'll come back and we'll go to... Bill and Chris and Mark and Joe and many others. I just, it isn't my job. It's your preacher's job. It's your job. It's every one of you listening. It's cops listening right now. I don't want to hear, well, Alex, I'm not with the rest of them. And how dare you say we're all for that? Most police officers are against gun control. Well, I know that. I've seen the studies and the polls. So where are you? It's even worse. You know they're raping the daylights out of this country and you're not speaking out? If you are the majority, take over. Take over from within. Stop what you're doing. We'll commend you. We'll hail you.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a two-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a four-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Would you like to own a computer? Would you like to upgrade to a newer, more up-to-date computer? Do you have no credit, limited credit, bad credit, or even a past bankruptcy that is preventing you from owning the computer you want? There is a solution. At FinanceMyPC.com, you are accepted are the words you will hear when applying for the computer you have been looking for. FinanceMyPC.com offers the latest and greatest laptop and desktop computers available on the market. With new name brand computers such as Dell, Gateway, and Hewlett-Packard, you can rest assured you are getting the best computer money can buy. At FinanceMyPC.com, regardless of your credit history, you can begin to reestablish your credit while enjoying the computer you deserve. Having a computer is a right that everyone deserves, even good people with bad credit. For a limited time, you will receive a free digital camera when you log on to FinanceMyPC.com and place your order. Call them today, 1-800-829-9017. That's 1-800-829-9017. Or simply log on to FinanceMyPC.com today.
We should all bemoan. We should all be sad. We should all be totally freaked out about what's happening in this country. They're openly announcing they're spying on us. They openly came out and said, if any private interest wants your property and can go corruptly pay off the local politicians, read the ruling, they can do it. And then the big secret is, of New London and other areas, Freeport, Texas, countless other places it's now happening, is that they don't even pay you for it. They come and they say, you will sell us the land at this price. And people on the local development board, in every case we've looked at, are actually going to be getting your land or money from it. Imagine. The government bureaucrats are legalizing it now, where they can come steal your land and own it and give you 25% on average what it's worth. And then if you fight them, they're going to charge you rent on it while they're battling you in court. And then you lose your house, your land, your business, and then they charge you. And in the case of Freeport down there, I mean, it was a seafood company making $44 million on average a year. And the local heir of Mobil Oil just wants it for his luxury yacht area. And it's just, we don't care. We're not going to pay you market value for it. You're going to give it to me. The city council is mine, baby. And I got men with guns. I mean, it's just like the old Western where the town goes bad. Those are based on true stories. So many towns died, folks, because we get word, well, that's a bad town. You don't want to go to that bad town. You go to the bad town, there's all these, there'll be a corrupt sheriff under some corrupt robber baron just sitting there feeding on everyone. And then their boys will beat up whoever they want at the saloon. And people just move out. And pretty soon, just them all kind of standing around by themselves, unless there was silver or gold or something else there. And then those would turn into really bad towns. And so many times, like Chicago up there at the railheads for the beef coming in, and so many places, the towns went bad, stayed bad, and are bad. And because there were enough resources and waterways in the area that just people stayed there because they had to for a job. And that's the way it is to be a slave. You want to see a movie that is so accurate, supposedly from about, you know, 1889 or so. What's the name of that movie with Kevin Costner? It'll pop in my head in a second. It came out with Robert Duvall a few years ago. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I read real historical stories of exactly that type of stuff happening. I mean, there have been cases where the local gold mining company wants the land that 100 people, 100 families openly own. And so they just open range. Thank you. One of my folks popped in. And where they just openly just come in and just with Gatling guns or machine guns and just mowed everybody down. There were strikes in the 1920s where Pinkerton would just line up with machine guns and even in some cases hand grenades and start blowing people up. Look, that's all coming back, folks, where they just line up and just start shooting us. You know, I got video and I swore to them I wouldn't show it and they let me see it and then they took it back from me and they just said, well, we just want you to see it, but you can't have it. And then I talked to a whole other group that saw the same thing and shot video but wouldn't show it to me at another base where these construction workers, in one case, and they were doing something else in another, Marines, and they're not even a Marine Corps base down there, at an Air Force base, training with about 100 role players, or a little more than that, with signs saying, don't take my land, this is America, and they had them singing God Bless America, and the Marines practiced shooting us. You understand this? I've been to stuff almost that bad and got it in my films. But do you understand their training to kill farmers? I mean, do you understand? Do you understand? Do you understand? They're taking over the police departments. They're training the troops to kill us. And there are going to be a lot of bootlickers who, when this is happening, will support the troops. And then they get their notice. I hear my land's being confiscated. And a lot of them will go, okay, take it. Government, don't take it all, though. Don't take it all from me. I mean, you're just living on your knees. George Washington said it. Thomas Jefferson said it. The amount of tyranny you will live under is the exact amount you will accept and take. Why do you think 4% of the world population had half the wealth? Why do you think everybody wanted to come here? Because of that Bill of Rights and that Constitution and a group of people who weren't perfect but were willing to die for their rights and weren't going to live on their knees. Let me tell you how it worked in Europe and how it worked in Japan and how it's worked in Latin America. There the bad men took over and nobody ever got free and nobody ever took over and this corruption was institutionalized and it stifled everything. America was the juggernaut. America was great because of freedom. That's the soul of this country. America isn't that red, white, and blue rag, which I have affection for but I don't worship. But it is just a rag compared to what it symbolizes. That's what's beautiful. That's what people supposedly fought and died for. Not so a bunch of you can flush it down the toilet. You are traitorous scum when you violate the Bill of Rights. You are the ultimate filth. You are lower than rat excrement. You are absolute filth. You understand me. And people kissed up to you long enough. People told you what a good job you're doing long enough. All your namby-pamby propaganda and all your sugar-coated bull has got to stop. All right, that gun confiscation stuff's just really starting to get me mad because it's going on all over the country, and they're training them to do it, and I'm just sick of it. I am getting more and more sick of it. This is our country, not yours, scumbags. Okay. All right, now I'm getting mad. I just am so sick of it. I mean, they get away with everything. You understand what these criminals have already gotten away with? Take DynCorp. Kidnaps 200,000 women and children. You're like, oh, you already heard about it. You don't want to hear about the kids anymore? You don't care? I mean, that freaks me out as a normal person. No, no, they tell you when to freak out over one kid, then the news does, and then they grab 200,000. Why won't the news do it? They have congressional hearings, they have the admissions, they have the convictions. Oh, they have little BBC news reports about it. Why is it that big news? Blah, blah, blah. This company was never indicted. They were found guilty in civil court in two separate cases and admitted to doing it, but they were never prosecuted criminally. Why has this not happened? Where were the children shipped to? Where are they now? No, I'm bad because I'm reporting on it. I'm the weirdo. Why don't I just shut up and only care about myself and go dress up fancily and prance around at the mall and try to look cool? I realized this weekend, so many adults, I was at the gym, World's Gym, lifting weights, and everybody was posing and swaggering and prancing and looking at other people. And I was sitting there thinking about myself at the other extreme where I don't even care anymore. That's been a problem for me. You know, I've gone too far the other way. I'm just like, these people are all in la-la land. They're posing. They're fronting. You know what that means? It means it's like you're in playland, like when you were 3 years old and you pretend you were a sea captain or something. Well, they're doing that as adults. They're totally insecure. People are totally insecure. They'll do whatever the television says, and the television's run by absolute psychopathic geniuses who admittedly say they're destroying our thought processes and dumbing us down. None of what they tell you is important is important. I mean, look, I thought about this, and we're going to your calls. I thought about this. You know, how does it sound when I just get up here and I make fun of UT football fans? I mean, literally, half the people on the streets of Austin wear orange half the time. I mean, it just, everyone wears it. That's all they do. So half my listeners in Austin right now are getting mad at me. I don't care. You understand me? I just don't care. And you're saying, what's wrong with liking sports? Let me tell you what's wrong with it. Let me explain to you. It's called polishing the silverware on the deck of the Titanic as it's keening at a 90-degree angle. Okay? That's what's wrong with it. That's what's wrong with it. I like football as much as the next person. But did you spend enough time with your kids? Did you get your bills paid off? Did you take another credit card to go buy those tickets? Did you spend all your time doing things that didn't matter at the end of the day? Is your kid going to get pregnant? Is your kid going to catch a disease? Is your kid smoking their first cocaine? That's the kind of things you need to be asking yourselves, because until all of those priorities have been covered, until every one of those serious things has been done, that's what they did a long time ago. It was a treat to get in the car and drive into town and see a baseball game maybe once or twice a year. If everything else was done and Billy wasn't in trouble and Susie wasn't in trouble and they were on the right track, then you had treats and things were better. It wasn't just constantly drinking beer, constantly going to football games, worshiping it, telling your kids that you know what made America great? Explorers were the rock stars. People that explored. People that climbed mountains. Excuse me. People that invented things. People that stood up. People that, the firemen who rescued people. Cops. You know, the one lone sheriff who'd take on five thugs in a dark alley. Those were heroes, okay? Those men and women. Not some arrogant, steroid-head, drug-using football player with some stupid, corpulent, effeminate, twit-like football coach being worshipped as our symbolic tribal leader. Do you understand that's what they did in Rome and Babylon? It's called bread and circus. And it's, I have to read banking documents from 100 years ago where, let's get them focused on sports and not academia. The American people are too smart. How do we do this? We buy up sports teams and promote them. I mean, I have to read where they did this to us. And then you just see the public. Everything is the UT football team here locally. And whatever town you're in, it's that team. And I'm not saying sports in and of themselves are bad. But just, I've had so many phone calls and emails. Alex, why don't you just relax and go watch the horns? And then I've seen these football players. I've been around them. I've seen what it's turned into. You know, 30, 40 years ago, it wasn't this disgusting. I mean, our kids are being taught that the role model isn't George Washington, as they were taught just 20, 30 years ago. The role model isn't Patrick Henry. The role model isn't Davy Crockett, who instead he's demonized. You know, his name's taken off schools. somebody dying for what they believed in, somebody standing up against overwhelming odds. That's what you respect. That's what you love. You see, it's where your heart is. Is your heart with God? Is your heart with what's good? Or is your heart with all this baloney? So instead of just saying sports make me sick, let me explain to you why they make me sick. It isn't even the sports that make me sick. It's having to see people on national TV make, oh, big deal if the coach is doing this stuff with tickets, and big deal if the team's out here having sex orgies in front of everybody, and big deal if there's some cocaine usage, and big deal if they're just football players, they're just gods. And your kids see that. You tell them don't use drugs. You tell them don't be a big steroid thug. You tell them don't do all this, but then the culture says it's good. Listen, the culture tells you what to do. It tells you how to be weak, how to be stupid, how to be distracted, how to take drugs, how to take Prozac, how to take injections, how to get into debt, how to dress like an idiot, how to have your pants hanging down around your ankles, how to mutilate your body, how to be a loser. Bernays and everybody else bragged about how they were going to make us a bunch of monkeys. And you know what? They've done it. And you need somebody to slap you upside the head and go, wake up, slave! Listen to me! Deprogram yourself! I've actually broken a sweat now. Let's just hurry to your calls. Bill in Austin. Bill, go ahead.
Yes, I would say, for me, one of the most uncovered stories is the radiating of our troops and parts of the United States.
Exactly. That's what makes me... Exactly. The Army's own handbook says it's deadly and will kill you if you get any of it in your lungs, and the troops are openly breathing it, and the birth defects crippled last time. New numbers came out. It's a... Let me see. Uno, dos, tres. What's five times? It's not quattro. It's five times the birth defects now 2 years in. And you know what? They're so dumb, they won't even know it.
About 3.5 weeks ago, I was listening to the police scanner, and they had a weapons of mass destruction alert in Northwest Austin, and they spent like 20 minutes calling every available officer to that area. I was just curious if you heard about that.
No, learning how to be hysterical fools. What, some gibbering tattletale had seen a box of Tide on the ground or something?
They never said. I had to continue on with what I was doing. And I used to work on radio and TV transmitters. And they have a cutoff switch for all the commercial radio and TV transmitters.
EAS FEMA takeover. Oh, yeah, people say that isn't true. Tell them about it.
Well, I used to work on the transmitters. They were there. And when I asked about them, I was told, well, if we're being attacked, we can turn it off so they can't home in on the transmitters. But, you know, they've been there over 15 years.
Well, by law, not just at the transmitter site, now all the equipment at the station starting in 96 has to be wired through the EAS system. I know I'm ranting and raving. I mean, shouldn't we all be angry about this?
Oh, definitely. And then they fake the reports on, like, the economy. They're counting fast food jobs as manufacturing.
I know, and I've had arguments with people that's good.
And this is the guy that, you know, was an advisor for Bush for 2 years, and then when they couldn't get him to change the fact that they're lying about the figures, he quit. It's just amazing what goes on.
Well, see, tell me lies, tell me sweet little lies. A lot of people want to be told a lie. The economy is in the toilet. People can't get health insurance. But all the major economic industries are in the toilet. And I can have arguments with these yuppies all day. That's what I mean. They don't know DUs killing them. They don't know gun confiscation's bad. They don't know that open borders is bad. They just don't know. They just know how to worship the UT football team.
And, I mean, the foreign countries now know our economy is bad because they won't even buy our treasury notes anymore. The last 3 months, they have hardly sold any.
Listen, I can talk to some poor, ignorant farmer who was a corn farmer in Mexico, and they're 10 times smarter when it comes to common sense than one of these degreed yuppies. They know that the dollar's going down. They know what it means to have a worthless currency. They know what a police state is. But one of these gibbering... What happened to these people?
Our education and the news. I don't trust regular news. I don't watch it because it's all propaganda.
I hear you. Thanks for the call. I appreciate you holding, Bill, while I've been ranting. Who's up next here? Chris in Illinois. You're on the air. Go ahead, Chris.
Hi, Alex. I was wondering if you had ever heard of a DJ named Danger Mouse. And he's got this song called Bush Boys. And it goes into... how entertainment can be one of the most.
There's a public enemy that goes, the Bush boy's coming.
It's like entertainment can be one of the most powerful tools.
Yeah, but the Democrats are going to save us. See, the globalists, that's how they catch everybody.
Excuse me?
But a lot of those rappers and hip-hop people didn't, but the Democrats are going to save us.
No,
they don't understand both sides are controlled.
Oh, no, not this guy. This guy, this song is like, it's totally on point.
It's off the hook, baby.
Yeah, and,
Just turn your guns in. World government's good. Mercury's good. No, Mercury's good. Don't listen to me. I get on there and say Mercury's bad for you. Just take it. Just start gobbling Mercury. Of course, I'm being sarcastic, folks. Please don't. It's deadly poison. But I have a local newscast saying it's good. A new vitamin. Well, I mean, literally, they could tell us cyanide's good, and the people run out and start gobbling it.
Well, yeah. I mean, we're dumbed down. I mean, people argue with me.
Well, not everybody's dumbed down. I hope the enforcers know that when they really try to really put our back up against the wall, it isn't going to be pretty. And the New World Order doesn't... I don't want to fight with these idiots. I know it's New World Order off in Europe controlling them. These Rothschilds and their literal palaces the royals used to own, you know, manipulating all this behind armored doors. I mean, you know, they'll just send these dumb cops out to die for them. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
You know, my point on the sports is this. People will yell and scream and freak out when their team loses, even commit suicide. But the government's openly kidnapping children and shipping them around the planet, caught red-handed. This is not debatable. And people are just like, that's a little too hardcore. I just choose to not believe that. And that freaks me out. None of us are safe in a climate like that. And then just open worship of football and baseball and all of it. Again, nothing wrong with it in and of itself, but just the headlong, you know, take it serious, folks. And all these cancer organizations, oh, go give money to this and that to fight cancer. And then no discussion of why cancer is increasing or what's behind it. Or that the cancer groups supposedly fighting it are actually in bed with the people doing it. I mean, do you really want to fix a problem or just be a gullible idiot? I mean, I'm here to tell you you're being scammed. I'll talk to you straight. I won't sit here and smile at you and tell you, you know, I know a lot of the listeners are smarter than I am. I'm talking to just the general dumbed-down public out there. Joe in Georgia, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hi.
How's it going, Alex?
I've been ranting today. I didn't mean to, but I did.
I heard you. Listen, I just want you to know that that most of us appreciate what you're doing. I'm a long-time follower of your show. I'm a long-time follower of your movement. We have been personally responsible for spreading 6,000 or 8,000 of your CDs throughout different places. I probably get 300 or 400 emails a day from different people.
It's your movement, brother. It's the freedom movement. It's the humanity movement. It's the survival movement. I salute you.
I have a problem, though, Alex. We are 6 or 8 million. I don't know how many strong now. And I know we're strong because I get 300 or 400 emails a day. So I know that this is a very strong movement. I know that there are people awoken. You know from history as well as I do that nothing gets done, and I mean nothing, until people hit the streets and protest and make themselves...
And they know we're going to hit it. That's why they got microwave guns mounted on tanks and the rest of it.
It doesn't matter.
I know we can take it all down, but we have to first educate everybody. We got to get even stronger.
What? Put up or shut up.
Because you know what I tell you every time, hey, put him on hold. Sir, you can't call in and start doing that kind of stuff. We have to let you go. Okay? You expect me to go stick my finger in a light socket. And then you start ranting and screaming and everything else, Joe. And Joe's not your name. He's called before from Georgia. You got to change the state, too, or I'll remember who you are. He called a few months ago and got super mad. Where are you? I don't see you on TV taking to the streets, buddy. Hit the door.
Just like you can't do it alone.
Let him go. Let him go. You're banned from this show, okay? You're not going to call up and use profanity on my broadcast. You're banned. Okay? You're banned. You understand me? It's really serious. And see, I'm glad that there at the end people get to hear something like that. Okay? I mean, you do not know what you're talking about. Well, obviously you do. Are you a provocateur? I mean, you calling every few months yelling and screaming at me because I'm not grabbing guns and running around shooting innocent people. Okay? But, it's mind-boggling. Mind-boggling. Every time they pull something and we sit there and expose it, they lose more and more support. They have to blow buildings up to blame it on other people as a pretext to take control. They are behind the violence. Okay? Al in Pennsylvania, last caller. Go ahead, Al.
How you doing, Alex?
Good.
I heard you talking about that guy you had on the other day for the Spies League there.
Yes.
You said that he was saying that all crime, terrorism.
Yes, that's what the articles and what they're doing. Threats, all threats. They're there to fight terrorism and threats.
All threats. See, I heard that guy saying the other day that all terrorism is crime, but not all crime is terrorism. That's what he had to teach those guys.
Yes.
I was just concerned. I didn't know. I'm trying to keep track of what's being said, that's all.
Yeah, no, that's all spin. You notice he said we fight threats. Okay? And then I said the new definition of terrorism, and it freaked him out. All right, we're out of time. Call me back tomorrow, Al. God bless you all. Thanks for tuning in. We're going to beat this thing.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.